This is Party Line.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Every day making a difference.
You know that thing you need?
Which one? A vacation? New golf clubs? A lawnmower?
Don't charge it. Save for it. When there's something you're saving for, saving is our thing. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Every day, making a difference.
Making a difference. Every day.
Your free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. I keep forgetting what your title is.
Membership and Events Director.
Membership and Events Director. Mm-hmm. Jason Wilhide doing his best Shan Sheridan impersonation today. Along with Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you in 100 years.
Well, that makes me sound really old, but
no, I know. I was, but you know what I mean.
No, I know. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I apologize.
That's all right. I understand why. It's not a problem. So what is the latest going on in the world of Main Street?
Well, we're getting ready for our Thursday Thunder coming up starting May 2nd. It'll be the first and third Thursdays of every month from May through September. And so the first Thursday of every month, we will have some DJ music playing, appropriate for the car show. And then we will also have our merchants downtown are going to be participating with some special sales. We've got a couple fun activities that we're going to challenge some folks on, and just a great time. Great time. Yeah. We have vendors, and I'm going to let Jason talk a little bit about that here in just a minute.
Okay, but you know, the other thing it is, I would think this year might be kind of extra special because you got a lot of new vendors downtown.
We do. A lot of new business.
Of not really participated in this before.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure that Thursday night is special, on the first and third Thursdays especially, and our merchants are going to stay open until 8 o'clock, which is the hour that the car show finishes. So I hope that you all come down and shop local.
Does it seem like it's possible that it's Thursday Thunder is now here because of the way the weather has been?
It has been crazy, and I'm ready for it to be a nice day. But usually our first Thursday, we have a little bit of rain, and it's crazy. Either it's going to be 75 and sunny or 50 and rainy. Cold and rainy.
Right, or whatever it is. Jason, you guys over at the forum, at the chamber, I'm sorry about that. I got forum on mine because you got election forums coming up here starting this week. So talk a little bit about those.
Well, we have on coming up very soon, actually tomorrow, the precinct forums, or not precinct, the forums for the districts, 1, 3, and 5. And then on Thursday, we have the at-large for the city council, Frankfort City Council. And then the big one is the mayoral on the 30th. And these are all at 6 o'clock at the Frankfort Middle School.
You know, and people, you know, I think people are a little surprised to see where it's at, but you were having a hard time getting any place to go, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just at, in the springtime, you're at the time where there's civic theater going on, so Scanta is not available generally. You know, they've made exceptions in the past depending on the stage set, but we've had to move it around. We've had it at the auditorium. We've had it at Clinton Prairie. You know, and also since these are Frankfort City, you know, we wanted to keep it in the city. It would have opened up a few other things if it was a county election, but the city we like to keep in. We try to keep things in their districts or in close to them.
And also you guys wrapped up the legislative breakfast on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, we had all four. Yeah. State legislatures, which is a very rare occasion, but we appreciate them coming in and giving us. It's been an extremely busy legislative session. A lot of bills coming through. It's a budget year, so it's a longer session, and there was a lot of debate on where money should go, which it always is, even with a very strong Republican
right.
Majority.
Yeah, and education and budget just really dominated all those sessions.
It did. Yes, it did. But I think the folks came out, they were very firm in expressing what they believe should happen. There was a lot of different viewpoints. There's some folks that, you know, hey, maybe this isn't the way to look at things. It was a very respectful disagreement, but I think the messages got through to our elected officials.
Yeah, I think it'd be good if it did, because I think everybody likes to see some change. Kim, you guys got your music entertainment, I think, taken care of a little earlier than usual this year, didn't you?
Actually, we've been working on it very, very hard to make sure that we could announce it a little bit earlier. And so, yes, we have on Friday night, we will have Kyle Cook as our headliner. Most people know that Kyle is from Clinton County, so we're looking forward to having him back to kick off our 25th Hot Dog Festival, and then the Kentucky Headhunters will be Saturday night's headliner.
How big of an event is this going to be for you guys this year?
I think it's going to be a monumental event for us, to be quite honest. It's our 25th anniversary. We've got some fun, neat things that are going to be a little bit different than what we've had in the past. You know, we'll have some of our old standbys. You know, the Dachshund racing will still take place. You know, we'll still have our food tent like we've had in the past. Shoops will be doing that again for us this year, and you know, music on Clinton Street like normal.
How much of a different layout are you going to have this year? Because we're assuming the Prairie Creek Park's going to be, at least the outside part will be open by that time.
We are hoping that is the case, depending on the weather and you know, that kind of thing. I mean, it's unpredictable at the moment. So either way, we will have two stages. The headliners will be down at Prairie Creek Park, whether we are inside the park or on the street, depending on, obviously, the weather and the conditions in the park. But our goal is to do our ribbon cutting right there at the new amphitheater.
Now, are you still going to keep the big stage right there in front of where Frankie's is now, where you guys used to have Flavor? Are you still going to keep that there?
Yes. Yes, we are.
What kind of acts are you going to have there?
This will be where we will have some maybe we have a couple magicians that are lined up. We have local entertainment that will be taking place both Friday and Saturday. We will have our talent show again on Saturday. So we've got quite a few things lined up. Lots of local entertainment that we're getting scheduled right now. So
I don't know if I want to thank both of you guys for involved in this. How would a casino night go for you, everybody?
It went very well.
It was great.
Yeah. We had a few less attendees, but the on-site was a lot more engaging. We had an addition. It was Susan, I do believe her name was, from the casino company.
Yes.
She was great, very engaging. Kim and Cindy Chambers came up with a let's make a deal kind of game, and Shan just really took it and ran with it. You know, you can have this, what's in this bag, or what's in, you know, Travis Sheets' pocket. You know, and someone won a quarter. But it was just a lot of fun. I like to integrate that kind of thing into other events just because it's so lively and engaging. And people love free stuff. So
I can see Shan doing his Monty Hall impersonation. I can see that.
He did. He was in form. And then right after that, Susan came in from, you know, we have a $500 casino chip that, you know, just because the casino chips are just funny money, but they have, you know, value on the tables. And who wants this? And, you know, if you win your hand at blackjack, everyone at the table gets a $500 chip. She just did a great job. And Shan and Cindy and Kim, and, you know, it just takes a whole team. Our board members, they all stepped up, for silent auction items. We had some really creative, great silent auction items, and that went over very well. And next, we're already kind of in talks. We need to have a post event meeting, but we're already in talks for, you know, what we're going to do next year.
Okay. Also, you guys at the chamber have had an awful lot of ribbon cuttings and a lot of that stuff going on here recently as well.
Yeah, there's a slew of new businesses opening up in Clinton County. We just had one in Rossville yesterday for Friendly's Market. Very nice, sunny. It was the gentleman on site, Jesse, we've worked with quite a bit for that. It's where the old the bank is on Plank Street, South Plank Street. It very nice location, very nice gentleman. They actually put their cell phone numbers on the door. You know, if you have a comment or a question or an issue that you need to take care of, they're committed owners. And we had a couple other ribbon cuttings around town. A lot of things going on. We're very excited. And, of course, renovations, a lot of renovations going on. We've got, you know, the iron block renovations almost completed. Stay tuned for at Clinton County Daily News for the update on when that ribbon cutting will be and grand opening for the general public. It's lots going on.
That's right. I was on my way up to Delphi yesterday, and unfortunately I couldn't make it back or make it there before I could get, you know, up there. So I had to make sure it got there because it was a zoo yesterday. But it was very informative yesterday, I have to say. So, Kim, what's next big on your plate besides Hot Dog Festival? And that's enough, I assume, for right now.
Yeah. Well, right now, like I said, we are really planning the Thursday Thunder, and we're planning something that's called Putter Around Downtown. And it will be an opportunity for folks to play putt-putt golf, but it will be going in and out of the store. So you'll have a card, a scorecard that you'll pick up at the registration desk at Thursday Thunder. And then you will take your card to each of the locations, whether it's 18 holes that day. We might change it up each week and, have the course be a little different. But there will be some prizes available for folks when they turn in the the lowest score card, and so we'll have some great prizes for that. The merchants are excited about getting involved, so each one of them will create their own putt-putt hole, and
I was just going to ask you, I wonder how much, I was going to say undulating greens or how much, they'd like to do on the professional golf tour. are they going to make it that tough for some of these people?
I'm working on one right now. We'll see how tough it is. So. I picked up some pretty neat things to put with it.
Okay. So you just go see how close to par you can keep everybody?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to have a real golfer, because I'm not, go around and try each hole and tell me what par is. So
it should be around two, or I would think two. Maybe
three. Depends on,
The difficulty.
Yeah. A place as large as Lenin's could have a 100-yard almost.
That's true.
I don't know if they'll do that.
That's a big place.
Can I play through with my driver?
But that's really cool.
No, it's called putt-putt for a reason.
How happy are you guys are going to have Quick Shop reopen downtown?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The city council just approved where Bob's Marathon was.
Yes.
That's going to be another.
I wasn't sure the name of it.
It's Quick Shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm excited because that extends our downtown even a little bit more. You know, we're already there at the Bankable building with some businesses inside there. So I'm excited. That is the next corridor that we are planning to have in our next phase of revitalization. So,
what would you guys like to see in the downtown? This is for both of you. What would you guys like to see in the downtown that we don't have or have planned right now?
Well, in the Bankable, Crystal has some men's fragrances and men's. She has kind of like a little man's counter. I'd like a men's shop, and Vern would be hey, yes. he used to talk about how you could buy men's clothing all day downtown. And we've really filled, I think, with Moxie and Delilah's and Whiskey Rose, that the ladies' shops. We've done a really good job with that, and it's beautiful and wonderful. And, I don't know if men would support it, but something like that, that had, men's cologne, men's fragrances, men's pants and shirts and such. I'm not sure, but I think that would be really neat. Besides my big if I had $1 billion covering downtown, make it pedestrian only, and having something like the Fremont Street Experience over the courthouse, that'd be kind of cool.
You could strangle if you had pedestrian only, I think, downtown.
Right now, I think that would be a challenge for sure.
Kim, what's your thoughts about what would you like to see downtown?
I would just like to see more, obviously more diverse retail as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. I think that, people are excited. I would love to see us have a meat market again, maybe a convenience or a grocery mm-hmm. type store. So, we have the residents downtown. So, you know, having something that is close and walkable for them that, would be easy access and convenient.
Okay, I'm going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of central Indiana from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Kim Stevens of Frankfort Main Street and Jason Wilhite from the Chamber. We're just talking during the break. You guys are going to have another added little thing coming up here for Thursday Thunder called the Market.
Yeah, Thursday Thunder Marketplace starting on the 16th, which is the second Thursday Thunder in May. We wanted to give the merchants time to get things together. We invited our farmers market participants to come to Thursday Thunder. There's a lot of foot traffic already at that event, and we hope to increase more with people looking for marketplace items, whether it's, maybe some hand goods like breads, cookies, things like that, to the honey, to the, having some corn, not yet this time of year, but opening that up to a high, opening up the market to the farmers market folks with a little higher traffic to help out the Frankfort Farmers Market. And also, make Thursday Thunder even a more diverse, interesting event.
Now start that at, you know, what, five, keep it the same hours as the Thunder?
Yeah, 5:30 to 8.
5:30 to 8. So you're just going to do that on the second Thursday of the month?
Or? Well, just, we just started on the 16th to allow the merchants, because we had to finalize the contract. We're working with Purdue Extension, Adam down there. He's doing a lot of legwork, a lot of running, finding folks to come out to the market. And also, we're polishing up our contract and the expectations for the market. We want some commitments from people that are going to be a merchant there. And we opened up to Frankfort Main Street, you know, to the downtown merchants, so they can bring, if they want to have a table or a booth out there, they can certainly do that and feature some items that they want out there.
Now, is this going to basically replace the Saturday farmers market that we've had for several years?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a chicken or the egg. We have a hard time getting folks down there, but we have a hard time getting merchants down there because we don't have the foot traffic and vice versa. So we hope that this will help solve that and rejuvenate the market to where, if they want to continue coming on Saturdays, we'll have a fan base built, or, you know, we'll have some folks ready, say, yeah, I'll come down there on a Saturday morning. So we hope to relaunch it at Thursday Thunder for the marketplace. And then if it evolves larger and we get more folks involved, it can self-support on Saturdays.
Kim, how does Main Street feel about that?
We are very excited about it. Mm. Very excited about the marketplace happening during Thursday Thunder. Like Jason said, you know, we already have a crowd of people that come down there. It may not be people that would normally come on Saturday morning, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's obviously they're there. And if they see someone who has produce, fresh produce or mm-hmm. candles or whatever the marketplace offers that week, you know, we're hoping that will encourage people to support local farmers and businesses.
Mm-hmm. Now, forgive me because I don't remember you saying it, but were you guys going to have this at? Is it going to be move it around the square? Where are you going to have it at?
Well, that mm-hmm. is one of the reasons why we wanted to also wait until the 16th to offer the marketplace.
Yes.
Because we're hoping that by the 16th, the buildings will be taken down and that area will be cleaned up and the road will be opened back up. So
you led me right to my next question. You must have done great minds listening, because
yep.
I was going to say, what exactly do you think, you know, is going to go in that area, or what would you like to see go in that area? Because right now it's still a mess, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously we want to see it cleaned up first and safe for people to be able to travel, mm-hmm. not only on the road, but also on the sidewalk.
Yes.
You know, it's you never want to see something like that happen in your community, but you also don't want to see it linger and mm-hmm. and be a you know, detraction, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, it was unfortunate that it happened, but, you know, we have very good reason to suspect that we have a developer or developers that are interested in that area, and so we would love to see, obviously, retail put back in there, and so that's what we're mm-hmm. Working towards right now.
You know, not only the buildings, I think, are starting to come along. At least they look like they're starting to come along.
Yes.
But I think that one of the bigger things nobody talks about is how much of a mess the park's got to be to fix.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, they've done a phenomenal
job.
They've
kept it over.
Mm-hmm. You know, the grass is, I mean, they've cleaned that up, and they really have done a phenomenal mm-hmm. job. Now, whether or not the sprinkler system, you know, the irrigation mm-hmm. system has been damaged, which we are sure that it has,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be some things, obviously, that are going to need to be addressed. But I was pleasantly surprised at how nice it looks.
I was going to say, the last time I walked down there, which was shortly after it happened, there was a lot of debris still sitting in that mm-hmm. thing, and plus everything. That's when they were starting to move all that stuff out of there. And I guess another question is, what's going to happen with the mounds? Because those two flagpoles are out of there.
You know, we don't know that yet. That's still an unknown. And, mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely some planning in the process right now. So it's just undetermined until we know.
You know, you guys also lost a mural. What are you going to do with those?
Well, the many tears that we've cried.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I would love to see that put on another building at some point in time. You know, that's a very expensive endeavor, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of those murals cost our community about $60,000. And it would be tough to bring it back because of, you know, just not having the money to do it at the moment. However, you know, I do believe that we've got local artists that would be interested in helping with that. So we would love to have a plan to maybe bring that back at some point in time.
Now, this is either for one. Do you want to keep those murals together, or would you try to put them in a separate spot?
Depends on what might develop there.
Yeah.
It depends on what things might whether that remains a park or if a developer comes in and wants that whole block. You know, obviously we love green space,
right.
But you know, if we have somebody who wants to come in and develop that entire area, we have to do what is best for our community.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we don't have another wall someplace. I mean, we've got a few walls that could be utilized.
Yeah, you do. That's right. Jason, you brought this up earlier. You were talking about, you know, the chamber moving along and its renovation.
Mm-hmm.
How's that coming along, and how's the co-working space coming along?
It's going very well. We're rebranding the Iron Block co-working space to the Iron Block Innovation and Engagement Hub. There's just so much more that goes on there than just co-working. We exchange ideas. People come in. We have developers that come in and want to talk to Shan. Invariably other people get involved, you know, because people, they want to see what's going on in your community. They want to see, you know, who they're going to engage with, who their employees are going to engage with day to day. So an individual just walking down the street doesn't know how much of an impact they can have on economic development in the entire county just by saying hi to someone. Or if someone says, hey, what do you think about your community? Those are important questions, and if someone just comes up and asks you that, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I think in the last magazine I've read, 4 out of 10 or 5 out of 10 developers come and visit your community before they even engage with anybody.
Right.
So they'll come and visit. They'll be getting gas. They'll be eating in a restaurant. You never know who you're going to engage with when you're anywhere in Clinton County and the impact they can have 10 years down the road. So the Innovation and Engagement Center is going very well. We only have one or two little things left to do. We're going to have a grand opening for the community, and we're going to have another grand opening for our members. And if someone wants to visit, we're open now. They can come by and visit. We have a new staff person named Alma who will greet them at the door, and we'll give people the nickel tour. Our rates will change a bit. We were $30 a month. We'll be at $35 a month for a regular member. That's 24-hour access to the building. So you can come anytime.
You said your rates are going to change, going from a nickel tour to a dime tour?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Collected at the door. Tip your doorman.
Tip the doorman. Extremely well pleased.
That's right.
Kim, last year you brought this up. You were thinking about having an apartment tour through downtown. Is that still on the horizon? If so,
yes, actually, our committee is working on that right now. We were thinking maybe early June. We were waiting for the flats to be finished so that we could make that part of the tour. So the committee is working on that right now.
And the flats is now finished, isn't it? Or real close?
Real close.
I think they're very close if they're not completely finished.
Yeah. And, of course, Nickel Plates is doing very well. So
yes.
This is a question I want to ask both of your respective organizations. I wonder what you guys think. You know, Kim, I want to see what you think of your State of Main Street, and Jason, the State of the Chamber. Just talk whatever, however, how you, wherever you want to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the State of Main Street is looking very positive at the moment. You know, we've had a lot of business development happen in the last 2.5 years. I think that we have much more on the horizon as far as, you know, developers are now looking at downtown Frankfort as an investment, as obviously. You know, we're getting looks. In fact, when we hosted in November the community exchange for Okra, we had developers from Indianapolis coming, and they sat in on our sessions and had lunch with us and went on the tour with us. You know, we've never had that happen before, and they were here for that very purpose. And I think that they continue to be interested. As Jason said, we have people coming in all the time in the Chamber and Main Street office looking for buildings. And, you know, right now I have a couple businesses that want to move here, one that wants to be here by July, and we don't have space that is move-in ready for them. So, you know, there's a lot of positive things happening.
Jason, how about you, about the Chambers from your point of view?
Well, we're looking to be more of a resource to members and non-members alike. We actually had a membership and events committee meeting, and we were talking about, you know, offering professional services at no cost or very low cost to folks. You know, you have 15 minutes with an attorney. You have 15 minutes with a professional CPA accountant. You know, you can get a lot of questions answered, or you can say, okay, this is beyond what we can do in 15 minutes, but, you know, we're available to you to, you know, for a fee, of course, to continue on these discussions. Sometimes it's hard to get a lot out of an attorney in 15 minutes, but you can get, if you have your questions lined up, you know, you can actually get quite a bit of information, and of course we would compensate the professionals for their time through either trade or cash, and just be more of a resource so people can come in. You know, we do small business consulting all the time anyway, both Chamber and Main Street, but sometimes there's questions we don't know, you know, the answer to, and to offer that once a month, and even in different parts of the county, in our case. Allow folks to have that access. So that's something we're looking at to even become more of a resource for small business and home businesses.
One thing I do want to squeeze in is that, you know, we talked about maybe, you know, wanting to move to the northern part of downtown. Is there any other area of downtown that you guys want to start building in and start improving besides that one?
Well, obviously, we continue to encourage our business owner, our property owners to take advantage of the downtown revitalization facade grant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we encourage them to do that. And that's something that's mm-hmm. been very popular for the past, I think, 4 years now.
Yes.
There's been a lot of investment in our community. And so, you know, we would encourage each business to or each property owner to look at that. I think, revised the facade grant just a little bit so mm-hmm. that it's not just the fronts, but it's, you know, any side that is visible from the road. So I know that several of the businesses that have already done some facade renovations are considering doing additional work. So, you know, that we would love to see that continue. You know, we know that, you know, we've got several renovations underway right now with second story and some hotel rooms mm-hmm. coming soon. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that we want to keep encouraging to happen.
Okay. Guys, anything else you want to mention before I say see you later?
Well, just for the forums, come out and support your candidates. Remember Wednesday, Thursday, and then next Tuesday for 6 o'clock at the Frankfort Middle School.
Okay.
And Thursday Thunder.
That's right. Kim, anything else you want to add?
I think we're good.
Okay. Kim Stevens, Jason Wilhite, thanks much. I greatly appreciate your time and best of luck in everything you guys do.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors and Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.